Full Cast Audio presents David and the Phoenix by Edward Ormondroyd.
Chapter 1, in which David goes mountain climbing and a mysterious voice is overheard. All the way there, David had saved this moment for himself, struggling not to peek until the proper time came. When the car finally stopped, the rest of them got out stiffly and went into the new house. But David walked slowly into the backyard with his eyes fixed on the ground. For a whole minute he stood there, not daring to look up. Then he took a deep breath and clenched his hands tightly and lifted his head. There it was, as Dad had described it, but infinitely more grand. It swept upward from the valley floor, beautifully shaped and soaring, so tall that its misty blue peak could surely talk face to face with the stars. To David, who had never seen a mountain before, the sight was almost too much to bear. He felt so tight and shivery inside that he didn't know whether he wanted to laugh or cry or both. And the really wonderful thing about the mountain was the way it looked at him. He was certain that it was smiling at him, like an old friend who had been waiting for years to see him again. And when he closed his eyes, he seemed to hear a voice which whispered, "Come along, then, and climb." It would be so easy to go. The backyard was hedged in, with part of the hedge growing right across the toes of the mountain. But there was a hole in the privet large enough to crawl through. And just beyond the hedge, the mountainside awaited him, going up and up and